a free TV licence for people over 75. Tell them to search for pension credit on gov.uk. Pension credit. Credit where credit's due. Eligibility criteria apply.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Yes, indeed. From Global, where it's Saturday morning and time for another contractually obliged six show of the week for me, Chris Moyles. And Dominic Byrne.
Hi.
And James Robinson.
Hello.
Although it was technically not the sixth show of the week, so I wasn't on yesterday or on Monday, so... It's the fourth show of the week, but I'm still contractually obliged to do it. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh! Yeah, a bit of a weird one. I'm here, I'm not here. What, God knows what's going on. Let's start the show, I'll explain. And good morning, everybody.
The Chris Moyles Show. On Saturday.
Welcome to the Chris... Where's Captain Crackbeard?
Where is he?
I think he's having number two.
Oh, here we go.
Is he?
Oh,
what
time do you call this, Captain? Unbelievable. Was it a number one or a number two? Right there, cackapants.
I can smell it.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Crapton.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't try
Captain Crap...
Don't try and do these.
What?
Captain Adam Crap.
Hey, that's clever.
This is good stuff.
Did
isn't
you
it?
Write that down before we started?
No. Oh, are you in a mood? Are you in a funny mood?
Wasn't it ghosty?
Why in a bad mood?
Oh, let's do the why in a bad mood.
Why in a bad mood?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Come on, why in a bad
ask
mood?
Ask me why in a bad mood.
Why are you in a bad mood? Bad
I'm not.
But, well, you are, but why in a bad you can talk to us.
Yeah.
Why are you in a bad mood?
No, I'm not.
Are you angry at yourself?
You look a bit sad.
Yeah. Do I?
Yeah.
Do I seem it?
Are you? Have you been taking a long look at yourself and your life and what you're all about, and you've realised?
Yeah.
Just, it's not good enough.
Are you in a funk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you starting to regret going to see that singer in a bar last night when he could have been drinking for free with
no,
me
great time,
at a pub in the park? You could have been having all half of my rider of free booze.
Oh, I didn't realise that was involved.
Listen. I was headlining last night.
You undersell that, my friend.
I got a slightly bigger tent than everybody else got in the dressing room area.
Ooh.
Thanks.
Who are you seeing? Denise Shimel Lapel?
That's it.
Yeah, you were nearly there.
Denise LaSalle, who had a hit with Don't Mess With My Toot Toot.
Great song.
Simeon Hammond Dallas.
Yeah, all three of them.
Yeah. Her dad is Ron Howard. Is that right?
Is that right?
No, that's... No.
Ah, no.
That's Bryce right. Dallas Howard.
Oh, yeah,
Dallas,
Bryce Dallas.
Dallas Howard.
Yeah, yeah. Different person.
No. Was she good, though?
She's very good. We saw her at a festival a few years ago.
Mm.
And I thought she was brilliant.
Can you sing one of her songs? For people who won't be English.
Did she do My Tutu?
Did she do your...
No, the song My Tutu. Denise LaSalle, you went to see.
No, didn't go see the Denise. Who's Denise?
Denise LaSalle had a hit in the 80s called
Don't Mess With My Tutu.
I think I've played it to you before.
The artist Simeon Hammond Dallas, who I saw yesterday, didn't do.
Right. Would you like to hear Denise LaSalle singing Don't Mess With My Tutu? Because it hasn't aged.
At all.
Oh, that means it has.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, wow.
What? Did I get a second and a half?
That's like the Birdie song. Remember that?
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
That's real accordion, played by a real accordionist.
Let's go back to Denise LaSalle, Don't Mess With My Tutu. So yeah, it's called Don't Mess With My Toot Toot, okay? And the lyrics are brilliant.
Are they?
Yeah. I think she got the Ivan Avello.
Something like that, wasn't it?
Ivan the Engine. Are we thinking of the same line, Dom? And it goes...
Don't mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. I know you have another woman. So don't mess with my toot toot.
So she didn't do that last night.
No,
it's
the artist
track, though,
I saw.
Yeah,
it's good though.
Didn't do that.
Right.
No.
Actually, no one at my gig last night did Don't Mess With My Tutu
really?
Either.
No.
Oh. No.
How was the gig? Was it good?
Like you care.
Hey, I'm coming to the Cambridge one. I told you.
Yeah, Dom, like you care.
Like a couple of weeks' time.
A pig.
When are you playing next that we can all go to?
Oh, do you really care?
Yeah.
Do
I'd
you?
Love to see you, DJ.
Did you come to Marlow last year?
Marlow?
No, I didn't know.
Did you not? Oh, why?
Don't.
What? No,
generally. Captain doesn't come to anything that I do.
Do you leave the house at the weekend?
Hang on.
He does.
That wasn't
to go to anything else but come and see me.
I thought you were there.
No, I wasn't there.
Oh.
No.
Who was I talking to then? Just like
me.
You. Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't me.
Oh,
no, it's not I don't come to things you do, Chris.
Yeah, but you don't, though, do you? Yeah.
I haven't got a brilliant track record.
I did Norwich in the month of May. I was DJing in Norwich. Did you come to that?
No.
No, it was Coventry.
Well, I don't live in...
And I did Detox to Racecourse. Were you there?
No.
And then I did Cornwall.
My own is...
Exeter, yep. Leyland, and last night Pub in the Park in London.
Sure.
I'm going to be in Nottingham tonight for... my first Sausage and Cider Festival.
Sausage and Cider.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd
then,
be good.
Then I'm doing the Ilkley Open Tennis Tournament.
Where's that?
Ilkley. Oop North.
Right.
Cambridge, Sausage and Cider. That's the one Dom's coming to.
On the 14th of June.
Correct.
In my diary.
I've got a day gig at the Legendary Warehouse in Leeds on the 19th of July, and then I'll be doing the Van Love Festival in York on the same night. You love camper vans, don't you?
I do, actually.
Yeah, so there you go. Come to that. Audley End Estate in Essex. That's very for posh. The Manic Street Preachers, Charlatans and Ash.
Beautiful venue.
What's that again? Essex?
Yeah. Audley End. 2nd of August. No?
I'll look at my diary.
Norfolk. I'm doing Norfolk. The OB Weekender. I'm doing another Sausage and Cider Festival in Chichester.
Oh, Chichester's lovely.
Oh, I can't do 2nd of August.
Okay. 13th of September, I'm doing Sky Bar Chew Magna, Bristol.
I'm at a wedding.
And I might be having another gig before I go to that one, but I don't think it's been announced yet, so I best not mention it.
Okay, good.
But where
And then Arena Torquay. Oh!
Oh!
I met the guy from Arena Torquay. Do you remember I was saying I got booked to do Arena Torquay?
Yeah.
And I was saying, do they mean Torquay Arena? Torquay doesn't have an arena.
Hmm.
And it's a new venue called Arena Torquay.
Oh, that's right.
And when I Googled it, it's currently an Indian restaurant.
Yes, which apparently is staying. That's is staying. That right?
Now, the Indian restaurant is staying.
Yeah, meant to be a good one.
And the venue is going to be, like, upstairs.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And your man was showing me pictures of it and everything. It looks wicked.
Yeah.
And he's booked some wicked acts to play there. So, basically, Torquay, what are you looking at?
I think I'm on the right place.
So it's Arena Torquay.
Hot House Flowers.
Yeah.
Playing.
Oh, there's loads.
When you play Cambridge, actually, they're playing that night.
Loads of people playing. So if you live in Torquay, basically it's been crying out for a decent venue, what he was telling me. I don't know if I got that wrong, but he's told me that.
Okay.
And so him and his mate, they've got it. They're refurbing it. They're going to turn it into a nice little venue, and away they go.
Great. Oh, it looks good.
So,
Dixie.
Yeah, any of those gigs do you, Captain?
What's the when's talking?
25th of October. Miles away. What are you doing tonight, Captain?
I'm in Cardiff.
What are you doing tonight? Saturday night?
I'm at my friend Luke's house party.
Right.
This is the...
Sacked off.
Sacked
right?
him off, yeah.
And come with me to Nottingham.
But I have said I'm going to the party.
Right, I'll drive us up there. And then I think it's Gav with me. I think it's TM and me this week.
Hello, mate.
Yeah. Hold up. And then we go to the Sausage and Cider Festival.
Yeah.
So you can have a free sausage.
And?
Free cider.
Yeah.
I'm not big on cider.
And then watch me DJing.
That's good.
Yeah.
2 out of 3.
I get a rider, so there's lots of booze.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to eat a sausage.
Did you hear me say? Sausages and cider. Mm.
But I'd love to see you DJ, but I have got plans today.
To go around your mate's scuzzy flat.
Yeah. It's a nice flat, actually.
Do you even like Luke that much?
Yeah. I've never heard you tell a story about
I'd
him.
Say,
never
I'd say him. He's no. one of the good ones.
James, you ever heard him talk about Luke?
Never.
Oh, he works in the building,
no,
James.
No, he doesn't. No one is called Luke who works.
Was he on the Stag weekend last weekend?
He was.
Oh, so you've already spent a weekend with him, so you don't need to see him again.
Pukey Lukey, I think we all know.
See, priorities. Priorities, my friend. Priorities. Priorities.
Well, you've invited to me this today.
And you've got no plans tonight apart from going around your mate's scuzzy flat. Yeah.
No, but his flat's nice. And it's his birthday. It's his 30th.
Yeah, it's his 30th. That'll be his birthday next year as well.
Yeah,
whereas I might not be sausage and cidering next year.
No.
That's true.
That's true.
It's a one-night only thing, really, tonight, isn't it?
But you're doing it in Cambridge.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Forget it. You're uninvited.
Yeah.
You're not invited.
Fine.
I don't want you being there.
You're uninvited, you're disloyal.
Yeah, you're disloyal to Alan. Yeah. Do you know what? Do you know what? More sausage and cider for me, my friend. That's how that works.
The Chris Miles Show.
Anyway, welcome to our show. I'm actually going to shut up now and, believe it or not, play some music. We are We've got a lot of guests on the show today, including the actual Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan. They're going to be on the show later this morning.
It's up in my heart when it skips a beat.
Skips a beat.
Can't feel no pavement out under my feet.
Last night, I was DJing at a pub in the park in Gunnersbury doing my 90s handover show.
Oh, lovely.
Which is a back reference to earlier on this week when Radio X sent an email out about it. Instead of calling it Chris Moyles' 90s hangover, they called it Chris Moyles' 90s handover.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean...
Come on, guys.
This is, by the way, this is written by somebody who works at Radio X.
Mm.
Nice that they tune into the show regularly.
They call it Radio Y.
But a good night last night. A lot of my great, great friends came along to support me.
Yeah.
You know, my proper, proper friends.
Mm.
You weren't there, obviously, Captain. Neither was James.
No.
Neither was Dominic Byrne.
Who was there?
Holly and Jamie.
Ah, lovely.
Megan.
Great.
Yeah. Kim and Dan and Lottie.
Kim and Dan and Lottie.
Yeah. Tiff. Amy. And her stupid boyfriend. They all came along to support me last night. Even the stupid... What?
Who's Amy and her stupid boyfriend?
Lovely, lovely Amy and her stupid, stupid boyfriend.
Yeah, I remember now.
Oh.
It's the stupid, stupid boyfriend that is into his stocks and shares and all of that.
Oh.
Does quite well.
Yeah.
And he was the one who said, you've got to invest, okay, in this company. It's like, going to be made, like, you put 10 grand in, you'll get £100,000. Oh. It's pretty much guaranteed. I'm not going to buy £10,000 of the shares in something. I don't know what they are.
Chocolate
tea. I could be spending that money on, like, you know, booze and kebabs.
Yeah.
But, you know, but he assures me it's a surefire winner, this. So I thought, well, I'll buy some shares in it. Don't really know what I'm doing. Didn't really know what the company was. Turns out it's a Russian mining company. Just about a week before Russia invaded Ukraine.
Right.
And the shares fell approximately 92% in a day.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
Hence, he is her stupid, stupid boyfriend.
And even if he's a nice bloke, he's never going to live that down.
Exactly.
Never going to live it down. I saw him a couple of weeks ago. My opening words were, you owe me money.
Yeah, big time, I'd say.
Anyway, basically what I'm saying is, all my really great friends who care about me came to see me DJ last night. But that's fine. How bad do you feel, Dom?
Feel really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad, but not that bad.
You're all right? You're over it now?
I'm all right.
Okay, that was quick. All right, this is Pulp.
Something stopped me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged and moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head.
And by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this, shouting and pouring. And by the way, it's my kind come alive. By the way, it's time I'll get it right. Oh, no one will ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, oh, it's my kind
loving at the moment bands that I liked, which I think about like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago, even though it might be a little bit more before then.
Yeah.
Bands that I like are back and still sounding great.
Yeah.
Because it used to be a bit of a rule of thumb that bands would have a bit of a break, get back together, and it wouldn't be as good as before.
And then they sort of disappear a bit.
Yeah.
Without trace.
But Pulp, Spike Island, yeah. That's their latest song.
It's
and
great.
It's brilliant.
Mm, so good.
And I was watching Pulped last night.
Pulped?
Yes, the Pulp tribute band.
Oh, what a great name.
This is at Pub in the Park last night in London. It was Pulped, No Oasis, and Blur 2.
Great.
And then it was me. Oh, and I also, I hadn't told you this, last weekend when I was down in Cornwall, I met a Cornish Oasis tribute band.
Oh.
Now, if you know Cornwall, you'll know that it's Curnow.
Curnow, that's right.
Is what it's actually called. Yeah. Cornwall is
Cornwall
Curnow.
Cornwall in Cornish is
Curnow. And they're an Oasis tribute band. So, right. What are they called? They're from Cornwall, a.k.a. Curnow.
Curnow.
Well.
Curnow, what I mean.
Curnow Oasis.
Curnow Oasis.
Oh, that's better.
Yep. And I met them. Oh, my God, they're dead ringers for the band.
Are they, actually?
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all. This right. Fella comes up and he goes, Chris, can I say hello? And I said, oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, how are you? You're right, good. I said, what are you doing here? And he goes, we're performing earlier. I said, oh, which band? And he goes, we're Kern Oasis. And I went, oh, my God. I said, I was reading about you guys this morning. I think, what a brilliant name. Mm. So you're all from Cornwall? Yeah. And you're an Oasis tribute band? Yeah. I said, no offence. Who are you in the band? And then the rest of the band came over and I looked at all of them. You would never guess.
Really?
Oh, never guess in a million years. Oh.
How was Bonehead looking?
Nothing like Bonehead.
I mean,
none of them look like any of them. But It was nice to meet them. But yeah, last night was Blur 2, Noasis and Pulped.
Great.
So there you go. And we had a good night. So if I saw you at Pub in the Park last night, thank you very much for coming to see me. You guys are great. And if you're in Nottingham, I'll see you without Captain Crapbeard for a load of sausage and a load of cider.
Ooh.
Oh, and then I'll be at the festival. Oh, no, stop it.
The Chris Miles Show.
And we will be right back.
If you want to go big on your next meal, go Jumbo XL Big, babes. Aldi's Ecuadorian Jumbo XL prawns are super succulent. They taste well nice and grill well good. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the financial ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery. Because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight tonight and a share of £17.8 million could be yours. But only if your door is in the draw.
People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Your mission, should you choose to accept.
The final reckoning is here. What a rush. 5 stars, The Guardian.
Let's hear it.
Unrelentingly tense, The Telegraph. 5 stars.
What is your plan?
Needs to be seen to be believed. NME.
Right to the point.
Tom Cruise.
I need you to trust me one last time.
The best time you'll have at the cinema this summer. Hey, you guys. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. In cinemas now. Film for IMAX. Also available in 4DX and ScreenX.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
We're back with The Chris Miles Show on Saturday.
Radio X.
Right, now then, good morning. Thank you for listening to the show. Right now then, good morning. I sound like a supply teacher. Thanks for listening to the show. Yeah, so I'm off to Nottingham later. I am, do you know, I really hope I get to have some food. Because what happens is, I did Pub in the Park last night. Now, if you've never been to a pub in the park, there's lots of different venues and they have different bands and artists and DJs. And it's a brilliant night, brilliant day. You can go to the day, you can go to the night, you can go to both. And because it's Pub in the Park, there's loads of different boozes and ales and drinks and all that. But food as well, because it's Tom Kerridge's festival.
Yes.
And the food is phenomenal. I'm still banging on to this day about a homemade sausage roll that I had.
Oh, yeah.
It was a black pudding and chorizo sausage roll.
Mm.
And it was like solidly, like just like, oh. It was massive. It was a meal. It was an absolute meal in one sausage roll.
Some of the food and drink there. I told you the first year Lucy and I went to the one in St Albans, we ended up buying 3 bottles of gin.
Yeah.
We had no plans to do that. But the gin was incredible.
The food at these things are amazing, right? It's such a great idea. Anyway, I can't eat too much before I go on because I'm jumping up and down like a gazelle when I'm on stage, when I'm DJing. And then when I get off and like, you know, I'm buzzing and the last thing I want to do is eat anything. So I kind of go to these great festivals that do loads of good food and there's no, you know, I kind of miss out on it a little bit. Like last night, I was headlining.
Because I'm brilliant.
And so I couldn't really eat beforehand. No. And then when I finish, it's all over.
It's one of a few beers and stuff.
Food stalls are done.
Yeah.
So sausage and cider festival, I'm definitely having some sausages.
100%. Cider's fine as well, isn't it? It's not really like alcohol, is it? I suppose.
Yes, it is.
It is like alcohol. Yes,
I don't think that would stand up in court.
No, so that's true.
It's almost exactly like it.
Yeah, when you say that.
I found the defendant driving backwards up the hard shoulder in his pyjamas.
Yeah.
And I said, have you been drinking? He said, no, just cider.
Yeah, I take that back. It's exactly like alcohol.
The definition is of cider, an alcoholic drink.
That's
made
right.
From fermented apple juice.
Stands up in court. Yeah.
Anyway, so I had a good night last night with all the tribute bands that were on. And I was talking about Pulp just before the break and Spike Island, the new song. It's great that all these bands are back. And all these brilliant bands are still going and releasing really good material, like the Kooks and the Wombats and a Pulp. Shed 7 are having the time of their lives. They've got like another number one album. It's fantastic.
Amazing. Playing Glastonbury as well.
They're playing Glastonbury. They're going to be Woodsy's on the Friday, I think at 3:00.
Right.
And I'm going to race down after the show. I swear to God, I'm going to finish and I'm going to leg it down there. Let's not worry about the side of the show. So I can get to see Shed 7 at Woodsy's. And if you're a fan of Shed 7, like what I am, then this is for you.
There's things that I regret, like being called a nervous wreck and working up another sweat for you. There's nothing I can do. Deny, but I'll never.
the Sheds and Chasing Rainbows at Radio X, or as we made Rick Witter, the lead singer, say when he was hosting his own radio show and we kept texting in to prank him with dedications, Jason Rainbows. There we go.
That it took him a while to get it as well, didn't it?
We sat in a... He was doing a radio show in New York. It was his first show. And me and the lads were sitting in a beer garden in London, listening online, and we all kept texting in with awful puns of Shed 7 songs. And he read out about four before he got to Jason Rainbow. And he goes, hold on a second. Disco Down was Disco Dan.
Great, that's good.
Owen Forgold was...
Oh, now that's lovely.
Was a good one.
Owen Forgold is nice. That's lovely and subtle.
Anyway, morning, Rick. Morning, Shed 7, guys. See you at Glastonbury at Woodsy's on the Friday. And now, it's back. But she isn't. It's Craptic Birthdays. Who's doing it?
Craptic Birthdays. It's me. Everyone's together, though.
All together.
And Craptic Birthdays. Silly
blues. Now here comes the singing bit.
All together, Chris, Craptic Birthdays. La 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 la.
Wow. You've really made that your own.
Yeah, he didn't really commit to it, though, did he?
Really?
Got a sore throat, couldn't do my normal excellent...
Is that because you were singing last night to other songs at my DJ gig? Oh, that's no, right, you weren't there either, were you? So what's Craptic Birthdays, James?
They are a series of... No, there are some celebrity birthdays around about now.
Frank's old brother.
And instead of you just telling me what celebrity birthday...
Basically, you got to guess the famous person from the shoddy word clues that are not good enough to be cryptic.
Craptic. Now,
yes,
they are particularly crap.
Right. Is that because you forgot to do them till maybe a few minutes ago?
No, don't say that, but that is true.
Okay, yes, I won't say it, but it is true.
So,
yes.
First one. These are not from Pippa's book, by the way, which is available now on Amazon.
Oh, but, no, don't plug that anymore.
Oh,
she's a traitor.
I've made these from my own brain.
Right, okay.
First one?
Yes, here we go. So come up with the name of the famous person from these crappy clues.
Look.
What?
Hi. Seasick. There you go. Short ones. Look. Hi. No, sorry, no, start again.
Oh!
No.
Look. Not high. Seasick.
Got it.
Have you? Got it.
Well done, Captain.
I haven't.
Look, not high, seasick.
Well done, Captain. High five.
High five.
There you go, well
seasick.
Done.
Seasick?
Yeah.
Seasick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk me through what seasickness is.
Well, it's when you feel ill.
Okay.
And you feel a bit, ugh.
Now, if you felt seasick, how would I know?
Because I was sick. All sick.
Oh, no. What do you look like?
A green.
Ooh.
I'd be green. Green? I'd be looking sick, looking ill.
Right.
Ill.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
look.
Yeah.
Up at stare.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not high.
Yeah.
But low.
Okay.
Stare low sick. What's stare low sick?
The clue's seasick.
Oh, stare low ill.
Ah!
Stare low ill.
Stare low.
Stare low ill? What's that?
Say it again.
Stare low ill.
Keep saying it.
Stare low ill. That's not right. Look.
Or
see.
Mm-hmm.
CeeLo Green.
Yeah!
Damn it. Very good.
It's CeeLo, and if you're seasick, you're a bit green. It's CeeLo Green, you see.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done. Well done to you, Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Hello. Very nice. You got that there.
Do-do-do.
Captain's delighted with himself. Look at him. He's delighted.
Do-do-do.
Yeah. Are you playing the game, Yuki Tsunoda?
Yeah, shut up.
Okay, fine. And then where's Pep Guardiola?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are, mate. Are you enjoying it?
I like it. I love it. I want it.
Okay, good. And Yuki Tsunoda?
Yeah, shut up.
Okay, fair enough. Right, clue number two.
Got another one for you.
Yes.
Okay. Here it is. Cold noise. Decrease machine. Boat steerer. Cold noise. Decrease machine. A boat steerer.
Decrease machine?
Yeah. This is a good one, actually. Pretty chuffed with this.
Cold noise. Okay, we've got cold noise. What's a decrease machine?
decrease machine.
What's a decrease machine?
What's the last one?
No one knows.
Boat steerer.
Oh, I've got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have boat steerer.
You don't?
No, what's boat steerer? What have you done for that, Dom?
I've just written down what it is.
Captain Crabbeard? Cold noise.
I'm almost there, but I don't think I've got the last. I think boat steerer's wrong.
Is it a short word?
No, mine's not. Mine's a double. It's got two syllables.
Oh, if you're thinking rudder,
I am
wrong.
Well, that's it is.
I was thinking of the person who would steer a boat.
Yes, correct. That's better.
No,
What's that called? It's a cold noise. What have you got for that?
I've got that. Yeah.
Just say it fast to me.
What?
Except, what do you think it is? Go through what you think it is then.
What? Well, a cold noise.
Brr.
I know I've got cold noise and decrease machine.
Yeah.
But I've written down what I think the boat steerer is.
Well, then you've got the set. That's it.
No, because it's not anybody famous.
Hold it up for me. No, your last word's wrong.
That's what I mean.
What's your last word?
The person who is the boat steerer, I put captain.
Mm. More boat steerer.
Like Captain Phillips.
In a race rowing boat, then.
Got it.
Oh, I see. I've got it.
No, that's not fair.
I've got it.
That's not fair.
Yes.
That's not fair.
Boats.
All right, I had Brian Captain.
Yeah.
I had cold noise, burr, decrease machine, so crease, you see, it's an iron, so I've got burr, iron, so I've got Brian, boat steerer, captain, I've got Brian Captain, and I'm like, who's Brian Captain?
See, I've got it now, as I don't know anyone called Brian Captain. I've now got the new. Have you got it, Captain?
Yeah, I've got it.
You've got it.
I got it as soon as you said the clue a minute ago.
What have you got?
Brian Captain.
Brian
Cox.
Is
right.
Cox. That was Cox, not Captain.
Brian.
You could have given a better clue for Cox.
Yeah.
Exactly. I couldn't think of any other way to get there.
I've got a list written down on my paper.
Oh, yeah. You've drawn pictures. Why have you done that?
Right. Last one.
I thought that was a rocket. Oh. Okay, last one. We've got time for this, haven't we?
Yeah.
Here we go. Come on, Chris.
Right. Girl from the block. Animal. Outer layer. Long trunk nickname.
Hang on, are you still going?
Yeah.
But what was that? Long what?
Long trunk nickname animal. Male child. There you go.
Male child.
Oh, it's a child.
Hang on, I'm really confused. How many? Girl from the block.
Yeah. Got it.
Got it.
Oh, yes. No.
Girl from the block. Animal outer layer.
Oh, Dom will never get this.
Nickname, animal.
Captain got the gold, Chris got the silver. Now let's dip in and now let's go through these. Read out the clues, Dom.
Okay, girl from the block.
Okay.
Got that. Jenny from the block.
Okay.
Jenny.
Yes.
Animal outer layer. I put fur.
Okay. So what have you got?
Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, that's a name.
Long trunk nickname animal.
Yeah.
Elephant.
Okay.
But Ellie.
All right.
And
what's the final clue?
A male child is a boy.
Male child.
Jennifer Ellie Boy. Who's Jennifer Ellie Boy?
Now, I don't think I have it.
Good question.
Oh, do you not think you've got it?
Have you not got it?
You said got it. Oh, I've got it.
I don't think I have it.
So you've podiumed then?
I'm the only one on the podium.
So Jennifer.
What did you have, Captain? Tell us.
Well, I ran ahead.
Yeah. And you put?
Well,
go
the
on.
Person I put is Jennifer Aniston.
So, Jenny,
oh, you just
fur.
I jumped ahead.
And a long trunk nickname animal isn't
now,
an Annie.
I put all of the right things down. I put Ellie.
Right.
I think that's right.
Ellie Boy.
And I still went, oh, that's Jennifer. And I'm Jennifer Aniston.
But you were so close.
11th of February.
Oh,
I've
got it. Oh, you've got it.
I've got it now.
So, girl from the block is.
Is Jenny.
Animal outer layer.
Fur.
So Jennifer. A long trunk nickname animal.
Ellie
for elephant. And a male child.
Son.
So you put it together.
Jennifer Ellison.
Yes.
He can't tell.
Is that right?
There you go. Do you know that is?
You were close.
She's an actress.
Yep.
Jennifer Aniston. You were very close.
A very handsome woman.
I jumped ahead.
And very scouse.
Very scouse.
She's very proper.
Great.
Proper scouse. Jennifer Ellison there. I said a name wrong there because I was stumbling over my accent.
Sounds the pound.
Oh,
and
I recognise her.
Yeah, handsome woman.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all you got.
Very well, good. I think Captain and I are the winners there.
Yeah,
on
I think so.
Craptic birthdays with James Robinson. La 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 la. Oh, and we'll be right back with some music in just a few minutes.
The Chris Miles Show.
Hello.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SBL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit sblvillas.com.
SBL Villas.
Samantha?
Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
You know that home sense is like the TK home section, but mahoosive.
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like home sense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
Danny Wallace.
Tell me, what is it you want out of a radio show? Well, you're not going to get it. The important broadcast is a difficult listen, requiring you to sit up and pay attention. I will educate you. I may even upset you. But I will not amuse you. I'm doing it now. Not amusing you, I mean.
Danny Wallace.
The important broadcast.
Tomorrow morning from 11.
With B&Q. Everything for your new bathroom. Not just sinks and showers.
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
This is the Chris Moyle Show on Saturday.
Radio X.
Oh, do you know, I'm actually, despite James Robinson, I'm actually enjoying today's show.
Oh, that's nice.
I need it. After
are you?
Very.
Thank
you. Yeah, why?
Yeah, time.
Are you not enjoying it?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh. Now I'm having a good time.
I always enjoy it.
I wasn't here yesterday because I had a funeral yesterday.
Which yeah.
It was a very, very, it's been a really weird week without getting too much into it. I've had highs and lows this week, and then yesterday I'd said goodbye to somebody very important in my life, which was always a tough one. And then, but I had a gig last night, which I may have mentioned already during the show, once or every link.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So that was a nice thing to then kind of lift me back up again, and then I'm down again this morning because obviously that's James's face there. And then I'll be lifted again later because hopefully I'm going to Nottingham where I'm going to get myself a big fat sausage in me.
Absolutely right.
Which I'm
right.
looking forward to because I'm at the Sausage and Cider Festival and I'm DJing, so...
Stuff yourself full of sausage, that's what I would do.
Oh, I am just going to be... That way, all the sausages.
Definitely. How many do you reckon you can get in there?
Over there?
Well, I might have two at the same time. I might have mustard on one, tommy sauce on the other.
It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
And then you've got
your cider, because it's a sausage and cider festival.
Yeah,
so, and cider.
You know, so I'm going to be washing down all the sausages that I'm munching on with a load of yummy, yummy cider.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're going to come to one as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to come to one in Cambridge.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to make sure you get your fill
of
big fat sausage.
And I cannot wait for that.
I would like to play the Radio X record of the week if I can. It's absolutely brilliant. Genuinely, hand on heart, I love this song, featuring the amazing vocals and sample from Joan Armatrading's Love and Affection. This is the new song from Richard Ashcroft. It's called Lover, and it goes like this. Really good. I said it the other day, and I hope Richard Ashcroft takes it with a smile on my face, that how it was delivered. But let's be honest, Joni Amatrade, there's a lot of the heavy lifting in that track.
Yeah, I think he'd appreciate that comment as well.
Yeah, what I did was I took a sample right off there. Joni Amatrade, right, going Love and Affection. There's a bit where she goes, Lover, ooh. So I sample that for like 3.5 minutes, yeah. And then I wrote 8 words. And Joan was very gracious, right? She said, yeah, Richard, you can do it if you want to, yeah, top one.
She
nice
likes the
one
song, doesn't she, Vern?
Yeah, banging, man, banging.
Yeah.
Richard Ashcroft was on our show a week yesterday, last Friday before.
He was on sparkling form, I think is the expression. He was brilliant.
He really made me laugh a lot, actually. He was in great form, and it's when Dominic said to him, because he's doing all the Oasis shows, he goes, you got a busy summer coming up, and Richard goes, yeah, and I'm doing 9 shows at Wembley. I'm headlining. It's going to be good. Oh, my God, those Oasis dates are getting nearer. And if you've got...
So close.
Yeah. So, thank you, James, joining in there finally.
Is it 5 weeks?
It's almost 11 o'clock. So James,
close. Is it home time yet?
How close is it, James?
So close.
So close, yeah.
So close.
If you've got tickets for Oasis and Cardiff, oh, my God, you're going to have a great time. Do you know, I said earlier, I met that Cornish Oasis tribute band.
Yes.
And not all of them have got tickets, but a couple of them have got tickets, and they've got Heaton Park tickets as well.
Oh, great,
man.
I don't think there's a bad place to see Oasis on this tour, but Heaton Park is going to be, I think, something very, very special.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be incredible.
I'll be going. I got some tickets off a guy in the pub. Yeah. They look, I'm going to be honest, they don't look like they're printed properly.
What does it say on the actual?
It just says Oasis Live at Heaton Park, written in Sharpie.
Oh.
And 1999 on the tickets.
1999.
And then there's a sticker of a hologram on the tickets. I hope the fellow in the pub hasn't done me wrong here.
How much you pay for them?
He said 20 quid each, so
right.
It's $19.99.
He's making 2p off those.
That's right, yeah, well done. Good maths there. Oh,
they sound legit to me.
Yeah, they do. I'm sure it'll be fine when I get there.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was wearing a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on the mirror way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45, just another way to survive. And a fighter, should have seen it coming when I got a little brighter. With a name like Day in California, day was gonna come when I was gonna moan ya. A little loaded, she was stealing another breath. I love my baby to death. Gifted animator, one for the now and 11 for the later.
Never made it up to Minnesota. North Dakota man with a gun for the quota. Down in the Badlands, she was saving the best for last. It only hurts when I laugh.
Chili Peppers, Danny California. I will play that for you if you're called Danny. On the show, still to come this morning, Tom Daly, a comedian and actor, Mr. Tim Key, an actual karate kid himself, Ralph Macchio, and the one and only Mr. Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. All on the show between now and 11 o'clock this morning.
The Chris Miles Show.
And we've got the news at 9 next.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids.
Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Rollback's back at Asda with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online. Like 21 pack of Ariel the Big One pods was £11.98, now £5.98. Kellogg's Corn Flakes 670 grams was £3.48, now just £2.84. And a six pack of Muller Light Yogurt was £3.78, now only £2.88. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our British rump steak. Now £16 per kilo. So get out the pan, turn up the heat and whip up a storm in the kitchen. Go on, treat yourself and someone you really love to a delicious steak dinner. All without breaking the bank. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores online may vary, subject to availability. Excludes Morrisons Deli. Was £24.50 per kilo, ends 5th of June.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes! Oh my God!
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump says he will double tariffs on steel and aluminium imports to 50%. He's made the announcement even though his administration is currently appealing against a legal block on the levies, but the political commentator Matthew Shoemaker believes Donald Trump could do things differently.
The Constitution explicitly gives Congress tariff authorities. If Trump wants to continuously ignore them, he's going to find himself in the exact same spot that he is in right now, which is it's going to go through the courts and he's going to be banging his head against the wall if and when he ever gets the result that he wants.
Environmental activists are warning this weekend's ban on disposable vapes may not be enough to end the waste crisis they're causing. They say new replacement devices, which can be used again, may still be so cheap people will just buy new ones. A man's been arrested after